This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McDean. Japan's government has decided to start releasing radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea within 2 years after it's treated. That decision was long speculated but delayed due to safety concerns and protest. Cabinet ministers meeting on Tuesday endorsed that release as the best option. The water has been accumulating at the Fukushima nuclear plant since 2011 and a meltdown after the massive earthquake and tsunami. The plant's operator says storage capacity there will be full in the fall of 2022. And direct talks between Iran and the United States on reviving the 2015 nuclear deal have been thrown into uncertainty following an attack on Iran's underground Natanz nuclear facility. Now, although neither Iran nor the U.S. say the incident will crater the negotiations, the destruction of a significant amount of Iran's uranium enrichment capability casts a major shadow over the discussions in Vienna. Those talks are set to resume this Tuesday with the aim of bringing both Iran and the U.S. back into compliance with the deal. Iran has blamed Israel for the destruction at Natanz, and Israeli media have cited intelligence sources as claiming responsibility. The United Nations chief says the world's failure to unite on tackling COVID-19 has created wide inequalities. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Monday for urgent action, including a wealth tax to help finance the global recovery of the coronavirus. He says latest reports indicate there has been a $5 trillion surge in the wealth of the world's riches in the past year of the pandemic. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.